Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, you again.
Well, thanks very much. Feelings completely mutual.
I said this when we did the first help hotline, but I am seeing you more than anybody else in my life at the moment.
Well, it's only for a few more weeks.
Right.
And then we'll have a pause.
Welcome to the help hotline.
Well, don't sound so excited.
Well, I am excited. I know, it's just I've got a busy life. I'm
busy life?
I'm on air a lot at the moment.
Oh.
I'm trying to juggle I'm trying to juggle a lot of things, and then pissing Ben rings. Hi, mate, we've got another help hotline. Can you come in this week? Yes, Ben, because I'm committed. I mean, you pay me in bloody washers, but I'm committed. Sorry, I've been very busy at the moment.
Do you need to talk about it with anyone?
No, it's fine. I do like doing the help hotline. I think it's a great idea. Yes, it's busy. Oh, see, I'm not busy.
Do you want me to do the talky bits?
No,
busy?
I want to do it.
Rest of you, Villa.
So the help hotline is William and I helping you in an exclusive, special way, isn't it?
Yes, this is. We're able to go deeper.
Yeah.
Deeper, harder, faster with the problems than we could do on the normal Tuesday episode.
We're getting in there. I can't even be bothered to be crude. I can't even be bothered to
Let's see how long that lasts.
I can't even be bothered to make a joke out of that. So, yeah, basically, this is where you, the Gene Divas, give us a ring and we help you out. We give you some advice.
Great.
So, if you want to get in touch, what do they do?
They just ring the number that's on the website, sexismyboss.com.
Go to our website, sexismyboss.com, if you want to be on the help hotline, or indeed if you want to get in touch for the podcast, the normal podcast episode, and you want to ask us a question, just go to sexismyboss.com. Who's the caller we've got today?
We've got John. Hello, John.
William, and Mr. North.
Oh.
Hey.
I know who this is.
Do you? Is this someone you know?
It's someone you know as well.
Hello, John?
Yeah, I mean, we'll go with John, shall we? I mean, my name is not really John, but I quite like having a co.
Yes, it's your former luxury executive housemate, isn't it?
Flatmate, yes.
Flatmate, what is his official title?
He was my luxury flatmate.
Your luxury flatmate. Oh!
Who we have mentioned before on this podcast, not always in a good way.
Well, yes, I mean, there was a few tales in there, wasn't there?
Any of them not true, John?
I mean, there might have been one or two that was true. I think there are a few exaggerations, but the worst of it was true.
Ugh.
Yeah, hey, we've all been there. We've all got a past.
Well, how are you, John?
I mean, I'm very well. You know, obviously, I had to move thousands of miles away, and 2 years of therapy later, after living with Mr. William Hansen, I'm finally cured.
Yes, you moved to, you moved to the Middle East, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Which is really, I mean, it was a bizarre move because you knew how cross I got when you got drunk and brought men home. So moving to the Middle East is, probably the only place where they get a bit more cross about that.
I have absolutely no idea what you're referring to.
So, John, what is your problem? I mean, I know, John, you've got many, many problems.
My problem is, obviously, as an expat, someone who lives abroad, I come back to the UK once to twice a year, and it's not very long. And because I've lived in kind of four cities, it's always 2 or 3 days in each city. Now, when I put it on social media that I'm back in the UK, I always get certain people message me and like, oh, I didn't see you last time. Can we please meet this time? And certain people do it every time, and they're people that, I'll be honest, I don't want to waste my time seeing. We might have got on in the past. I've changed. They've changed. Mm. I've got better friends. They might have been friends then, but I only want to see my best mates when I go back. So how do I just ignore it?
Okay, good question. Why don't you just say their names out loud now, and we'll send this episode to them, and then job's done.
Well, I think that person's in this episode, so...
Oh, shut up.
I'm joking.
No, you're not. I messaged you when you were last home, didn't I?
Did you mean him?
I'm just thinking. I was like, I'm pretty sure I messaged John and said, oh, are you back in the UK? We'll have to go for a drink. Oh, cheers. Thanks, mate. No, to be fair, I can...
To be fair, I saw you, John, a few weeks ago when I came to Dubai, and there are lots of people that I know in Dubai. They were all busy, which is why I saw you. But I had a similar issue in that lots of people were there going, oh, I want to see you. And I was coming over to Dubai for work, and so I have limited time. I can't sort of say to my clients, oh, sorry, can't do the work. So I sympathise with you on this. It is difficult.
I do as well, John. This happens when I go back up north. I go try and get home about once a month, and it's just...
Once a month? You go like once a week?
Once.
Yeah, but that's to see a parole officer, right?
Yes, John.
Oh, my God, you can tell you're living this dickhead for 2 years.
So do I, but I don't know whether, like, should I just, because it's every time the same people, so should I just, like, I don't know if I just be honest with them, or do I just ignore them? I genuinely don't know what to do.
It's a good question.
Well, maybe, okay, okay, you've presented two options there, but actually I'm going to give you another option. Why don't you, when you're next doing it, organise a meetup? A bit like you're a social media influencer. You organise a meetup in a bar, and you can sort of kill several birds with one stone. It's only 2 hours out of your time, and you sort of say, right, I'm doing this. Obviously, for your core group of friends, hello, then you see them separately. Mm. But for sort of, let's call them C-grade friends, you have a meetup. They pay for their own drinks, so you're not having to sort of fund anything. You've reserved a table in a bar. You see them then. Lovely, lovely. Goodbye.
Yeah, but as I say, I don't have a lot of time. I do maybe 10 days, which means I get about 2 days in each city. It's... You know, that's time I don't really have, so...
You have too many friends, really.
You've got to do what makes you happy, John, because, like you said, it's hard trying to please everyone. Just to be honest and message them, I would say, and be like, I've only got a few days. I'll try and meet you. So you're going for the honesty approach. Yeah, I'll try and meet you when I'm next up. That's what I do. I'm just thinking, I'm sure I messaged John last time I was in the UK.
Okay, don't take it too personally.
But don't worry, it wasn't you, Jordan. Although, as I've said, I can't do it face-to-face, so Jordan might be getting it.
But no, hopefully you'll try next time to see Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course.
To summarise, what's your advice for John? Because I have this
my
problem.
Advice is do a little soiree. Mm. But if he really can't be bothered and doesn't have the time, then yeah, I think just say so sorry, busy schedule. Hope all is well. Yeah. Because then you're not lying by going, oh, I'll see you next time. Because then you're setting the level of expectation.
Okay. Yeah, I see your point.
No, I have this problem as well. So I think the best thing for me for you that you should do is just be like, yeah, look, I'm really up against it. I've got to go... To be honest, I've got to go to loads of different cities. I'm not going to have time
to
see
you. No, because then it makes it sound as if they aren't a priority. I disagree with that. You just say, keep it short. Don't over-explain. I'm always getting told by Mikey that I over-explain. So keep it short. Just go, really sorry, busy schedule. Hope you're well. No time.
Okay. I'll do it.
Or, fluff it up a bit, but that's generally...
Does that help?
Let us know how it goes if you do that next time you come back.
I will. I'm sure one of you will be getting one of those messages anyway, so...
Yeah, oh, yeah. Used to it. Mm. Right, well, I think that's everything then. Thanks very much for calling, John.
Before you go, Lucas...
No.
Oh, sorry. Before you go, John, I want to ask you... What is it like to live with William Hanson?
No.
Like, you lived with him for 2 years. What is it like?
Oh, it's his line going dead.
It must have been hell on earth. What is it like?
Well, it reminds me of... it was very similar to staying at that famous B&B in San Francisco. The one that's on the island in the middle of the water.
B&B? You mean Alcatraz?
Yeah, that's the one.
You
very
shut your
similar
face.
To that. Curfews. I had to make sure that my dishes were done at a certain time by the morning.
I don't think I could live with you. You and Mikey deserve a medal. So basically, what you're saying is it was like a 2-year custodial sentence.
But by the end of it, you know what? I learnt a lot. We did have a good laugh. And we used to just do the ironing to Alicia Dixon, The Boy Does Nothing. And we'd dance around and drink a bottle of port. So it
yeah,
wasn't
we did.
So
That's
bad.
True.
I do miss it.
Lucas is, I mean, I'm quite tidy, but Lucas is next level.
Yeah,
he's pathological.
Yeah, I mean, maybe telling
it's me it's all a farce what you think about William. I used to have to tell him to tidy his desk.
Oh my god.
I used to come home and go, you're going to tidy your desk.
You used to tell William to tidy.
So you shut up, you're the lodger. Oh, it's not your place.
Yeah, exactly. That was the funniest. My house, my rules, I think was it.
One evening, we reorganised your sock drawer. Can you remember that?
I do, yes. I also remember that you used to be very unhappy when I brought people back because you were concerned about the silverware going missing.
I was, and I've said this on a previous episode of the podcast. When you bring waifs and strays that I have no idea and they're sort of inebriated and drug-doped and dosed up to the eyeballs, I don't know what they're going to do with my silver collection.
Do you think he is the Yorkshire Ripper? He's only having people back for...
cuddles.
But the thing I never understood, is how come I wasn't allowed those people over, but Jordan got invited over weekly.
True.
Not true. Not true.
Well, thank you, boys.
Well, thank you, John. It's been a delight to talk to you.
Yeah,
I mean,
has.
It's been.
You can so tell he lived with you. He literally is a clone.
He's not a clone.
He's your protege, isn't he?
Well, he's one of them. He was the original.
Right. Thanks for speaking to us, Jam.
Yes. And all the best. Keep in touch.
Living with you for 2 years really does change a person, doesn't it?
Well, I feel a little bit stitched up with that.
I think living with you for 2 years really does change a person. I can't believe how many of your your traits he's got.
he picked up quite a lot.
He did, didn't he?
Thankfully, I didn't pick up many of his.
I tell you one thing about John.
Yeah.
And you said this to me, he can drink, can John? I don't know if he does these days, but I've had a few nights out with him. He can drink, that lad.
Mm.
He can...
He's only little, but he can drink.
He can
I don't
drink.
Know where it goes.
He can put them away, can't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember once I went out with him, I was absolutely pie-eyed. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. What have we learnt?
We've learnt that John's a conniving so-and-so, and Ben is pretty conniving as well, because he set that up. We've learnt that I was very easy to live with.
No, we've learnt that you're an overbearing, overprotective... prison warden type landlord.
Do you think
landlord.
You and I should live together?
God, no.
I mean, Mikey would say absolutely no, but I think if you live with me for 2 years, I wonder if you'd change.
Do you think I would?
Mm. I mean, that's basically what this... there's a TV format in that.
Yes.
I think you and I live together.
Any production companies listening? Get in touch. And on that note, we'll see you next week.
We'll call it Big Bother.
Big Bother. I like it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.